We are going to chat now with the head football coach of the Jamestown Blue Jays. Bill Nelson joins us right now. Coach, how are we doing?
We're doing good. We're doing good. Just watching Mother Nature dump on us a little bit more today.
Yeah, it's been a little wet this week. But you guys have obviously had your first couple of days of practice here as you start the 2019 season. What's been the feel these first couple of days with the squad?
It's been a lot of energy, a lot of excitement. Defensively, we're year two with Coach Frank, so things felt pretty solid after first couple days. I mean, we did things a little differently this summer. We didn't go to a team camp for like the first time in 20 years, and we did our own thing for like eight practice days over the course of the summer. We had eight camp days at home and just worked on install individual time, and we went some live stuff against each other, but you know, we haven't seen another jersey yet, but it's been... You know, guys are knowing alignments, guys are knowing assignments, they know where they're supposed to be. Obviously, we have some holes, but I feel real good about the kids that we have to plug into those spots.
Well, it seems like you guys have had quite the summer just in terms of participation in your athletic training stuff. I mean, all that, you've just done a lot this summer with not just football stuff.
It has, and it's been one of those evolutionary things that every year gets a little bit better. It is. You know, we graduated a big class. We've actually got more seniors this year right now than we did last year. A lot of time was put in, and, you know, if I were to compare numbers upon numbers, and, you know, weight room and field stuff are different, but, I mean, we have weight room numbers are ahead of where we were last year at this time. You know, our running stuff's ahead of where we were last year this time. So that's a definite plus, but it's got to be got done. You know, you got to get it done between the lines, too.
Well, you guys will be making the transition back to AAA. You'll play Fargo North and Shanley to start the season before you get into the AAA West. There's no off nights when you get to the West. I mean, you got to strap it up and be ready to go each and every night.
No, and who doesn't want competition though? I'll say that. You know, you don't want easy football games, and we're not gonna have an easy football game this year, and that's okay. I know the boys in the locker room, they relish the challenge night in and night out, and I'll put our kids' ability to work and work ethic and determination against anybody in the state. I don't care who it is. And their mentality is that same thing too, and that's the kind of support that we want to have, is that we're going in to win football games night in and night out.
Well, this has certainly been a talker for people like myself and other people around town, but it does seem like something that the kids don't really buy into at all.
You know, so at the end of the year, I met with the juniors, the sophomores, and the freshmen, and I compared numbers, okay? And if you look at numbers per capita per schools, like we would have had the third most seniors of any West AAA team last year. You know, and you look at returning juniors and how many guys we have, you know, seniors to be, we're right there with the probably top three or four schools, top two or three schools, you know, as far as so... If we look at numbers in general per numbers, I mean, we're at 83 kids right now, 912. And if you were to say, all right, take that average via what your total population is, we're doing pretty darn good. You know, I know there was two AAA teams that have twice our numbers over in the East last year, and we had just as many kids out for football as they did. You know, and we got a lot of kids putting in a lot of time and getting a lot of stuff done, and I had a lot of success at the freshman and JV level last year. They played AAA schedules. You know, didn't back down from that one bit. And I know the fly under the radar, that's fine. People are thinking, oh, James Collins coming back up. But they better be ready for a battle night in and night out, because we're going to come.
Bill Nelson's our guest, head football coach of the Jamestown Blue Jays. Let's talk about the 2019 edition of your team a little bit. And obviously, I would say it starts with a couple of your All-State returners in Tommy Falk and Jeremy Williams.
Yeah, and you know, both of those two guys are three-year starters, and obviously Tommy at QB and then Jeremy at receiver and DB. So both are going to be very important parts of our, you know, what we do offensively. We may look a little bit different than what we have in the past, try to spread the ball out a little bit, you know, spread the field a little bit more, get our playmakers the ball. So not saying that we're still not going to run the ball, because we will. It's not like it'll be like a Madden game, maybe like you would like to play, but not going to say we're going to throw it 70 times, but we're also not going to run it, you know, 70 times either. So pretty diverse from that standpoint, with those guys.
Well, we talked a little bit before we jumped on here with the interview that Jeremy Williams is a guy that's going to have to play both ways and going to play big roles both ways. How do you worry about, I mean, what's the mindset going in to try to, you know, maybe get him a break, get him a couple plays off here and there?
You know, and we feel like we got quite a few athletes on the perimeter on both sides of the ball. Probably if he can catch a blow, it's going to be on the offensive side here or there. Defensively, he's been our best corner for the last 2 years, you know, so he definitely need to be on defensive side. And he's one of our top return guys too, so he'll need to be in the punt return game and the kick return game. So we'll get him some few minutes, you know, a play here, a play there, a break. But he knows that he's going to be counted on big time and got to take care of your body and, you know, have your mind right, ready to go, which he will be.
Well, defensively, you talk about the second year under Sean Frank, who's your defensive coordinator. He, coming down from the college ranks in his first year last year, has kind of installed what he wants to do defensively. What excites you about the defense in 2019?
Kids know what to expect. You know, they we started pursuit drill first day, first defensive practice, and it wasn't very good. And a couple of the seniors commented on it that it's not going to happen again. You know, and taking a little bit more ownership in it because, yeah, we start practice. It's right now be locked in. You know, there is no Cadillac. And as Coach Frank says, that's no walking around. We're hustling to the ball and, you know, knowing your assignments, knowing your alignments. And I think we bring back five starters from last year. But like I said, we're talking off the air. We got a lot of very capable kids have put in a lot of time, and they've been showing some good things in practice.
Who are some of the guys defensively that you're going to count on this year?
You know, from a defensive back standpoint, you got Jeremy and Jacob back at corners. Carson Lamp is taking one of those safety spots, and Chris Erickson is that other one. Then we've got some other younger guys that are nipping at the heels right there behind those two. And linebacker, I'd say three of our four are set in. We probably got another one fighting. Lawson's back for another year. Our Sam, and then Johnny Browning's been running the Zeke, and Max Anderson's been running the stud, and we've got a couple guys battling at that other linebacker spot. So, and then up front, Davin's back again. Davin's returning, honorable mention kid, and he'll lock down that nose spot or else one of the end spots, depending on who we have on the field. And we have another four or five kids there, maybe five, six kids that can play. But like I said, the first handful of practices, I've been very pleased with the progression, you know, over the summer, how we've done stuff. And physicality, the weight room stuff, that just needs to continue to transition. You know, those kids can get it down upstairs in the room, just transition it to the football field, and we're going to be good to go.
You mentioned Lawson Fry, who obviously has missed some time in the past, but when he was out there for you guys, he was a difference maker last year.
He's just a shade under 220 right now, and he's about 6'3", so he's a long body. We told him he got to take command of that front 7 years and make sure everybody up front's knowing what's going on. And his work ethic and commitment to the program has been tremendous throughout, and he just continued to step it up.
Offensively, your offensive line, you need some new starters. You're looking for some new guys up there.
We took Matt Anderson, and Matt jumped in last year and did an excellent job at right tackle. We've shifted him over to the left side. Cade Heinert, has taken over the center spot. And then Blaze Elton's been at the right tackle. And then we've got four or five guys that are battling out in those guard spots and feel real capable about any of those guys that, you know, Damian Cripps is battling away. And so is Jager Dreyer, and a couple other guys are working hard to get some reps. So it's a competition thing where they got to know if I don't get work done that somebody could take my job. It's not just a, hey, I'm going to be a starter one night or, you know, this day. It's, you got to earn your keep day in and day out.
Who are some guys from your skill positions you're going to be counting on?
Jeremy and Jacob will be right there. Max Lawson, you know, we haven't kind of went away from some traditional sets, a little bit different, you know, from a formational standpoint. You got those guys. Carson Lamp will be in the mix. Chris Saylor is going to be in the mix. Chris Erickson is going to be in the mix. There's a number of guys that we've been rotating, probably 8 to 10 guys in those five spots, you know, in the first couple weeks or first few practices. And then again, there's a handful of young kids that are nipping at the heels waiting to, you know, get their opportunity too. So it'll be good competition.
Well, you've had some success at the younger levels. You mentioned that the last couple of years with the freshmen and the JV. Any of those guys you're kind of looking for and maybe take another step this year?
There is. There's a handful of those guys, and they just need to keep doing what they're doing day in and day out. You know, and we'll be playing a number of sophomores on special teams, and there will be some of those guys that will be backing up in some important roles, but, you know, just need to continue to work to keep progressing.
Bill Nelson's our guest, head football coach of the Jamestown Blue Jays. Coach, when you look at the 2019 season, what's going to make this a successful campaign for the Blue Jays?
We only worry about one game, and I know that's kind of cliché-ic, but, you know, all we're worried about right now is we've got scrimmage next Saturday. We only have one team coming to town just because of other team schedules in Valley City, and they'll bring three squads over, and then we're in game week. We got Fargo North, and that's really all we're worried about right now. And do I know the schedule, how it lays out? Yep, but we're only worried about Fargo North one game at a time.
All right.
I know it's boring, but you know what? That's the mentality we're going to have.
What do you expect to happen in the West? Obviously, we saw Bismarck and Century play for the title last year. Who are you thinking is going to be at the top?
You know, if you look at and you watch things and you know who's coming back, I think Century probably is that number one slot, and I think Mandan's going to be pushing right there for the second spot now. After that, I think it's pretty open. I really do. Is there going to be great competition? Yeah, but I think it can go a lot of different ways. And I think that we're right in that mix of, you know, obviously the whole goal is to host a playoff game and then go ahead and go from there. But worry about week one. But it's every week's going to be a battle. Nothing is set in stone. We got those two. You know, we got the two Fargo schools to start with, and then week three we got Dickinson coming to our house. Then we got two road games in Legacy and Williston, and we got two home games and at home. So we actually get five at home and four on the road, and we just got to take care of business week in and week out.
Absolutely. Coach,
looking forward to it.
Yeah, I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Bill Nelson, head football coach of the Jamestown Blue Jays, joining us.